Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustino. With us is Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Let's start with the Regents, your front page story. They start the process of the implementation of the controversial teacher evaluations.
Yeah, the report by Brittany Horn describes a series of grueling State Board of Regents meetings on Monday. But when they concluded, it was clear that much still needs to be determined when it comes to how the state will be evaluating the performance of public school teachers and how it's going to deal with the most consistently struggling public schools across New York State. The Regents and the State Education Department staff went back and forth on Monday about the implementation of the Annual Professional Performance Review, or APPR. That's the new way they're going to evaluate teachers. And they debated the issue of how certain failing public schools will go into a form of receivership. Now, both these decisive issues were included in this year's budget that was presented by Governor Andrew Cuomo, and the Regents are responsible for working out the details of their implementation. But on Monday, it was clear that some members of the Board of Regents seemed to have more questions than support, and they ultimately handed the State Education Department staff a list of recommendations for these new evaluations and the receivership program. In the end, the State Education staff will have to come back in June and try to work out the final details of how this all will work. But one member of the board, Roger Tillies, compared using scores of a single set of tests to evaluate teachers like watching the Mets play this past weekend. You could give them an I for ineffective performance on one day, and then the next day give them a highly effective performance rating. So it's a metaphor for how difficult it's going to be to come up with a way to evaluate teachers.
Speaking of education, we should note that today for most communities across New York, it's school budget vote day.
Yes, with school votes are coming up today. Almost every proposed budget reflects an increase in state funding as part of that state budget approved by the governor and the legislature, and allows many school boards to talk about adding staff rather than cuts for the first time in years. And the extra money allows districts to stay under their tax cap, seeing less than a 3% tax levy increase. And the polls will be open today. Most will probably be opening at noon, and people are encouraged to go out and express their opinion, but it's a little more positive this year with more state aid coming into the local districts.
We've been talking with Mike Spain. He is the associate editor of the Albany Times Union, and you can go to timesunion.com for these or perhaps even a story about the College of St. Rose addressing a structural deficit in the paper today. Mike, thanks so much.
Thank you, David.